Hi, everybody. Welcome in to Nuggets Europe. A new season is upon us. We're back. We're presented by NBA 2K21, available now on next-gen consoles. Check it out. We've got a bit of content coming over the next few weeks. I don't think our first guest here, Benjamin, realizes I'm going to play him on the PS5 in a few weeks, maybe.
Let's see what happens.
A little one-on-one. Benjamin, obviously, first of all, just welcome into yourself, man. How's it going?
Oh, thank you so much, man. Yeah, really, really well. Very excited, very intrigued. About this upcoming season, about the roster that we've got. Good times ahead.
It's definitely a shorter season. It's all like a shorter off season. It's almost like the Premier League off season in that sense as well. Coming in terms of talking about off seasons, our next guest from the Denver Stiffs and an honorary, I want to say Nuggets Europe honorary chairman as well, even though you're not in the UK anymore, Evan, you're back in Colorado, man. Massive welcome in.
Hey, thanks guys. Good to be here again and see you guys. I missed you.
I have to say, Evan, I'm presuming the Wi-Fi is better in Denver than in London. I think the no delay is just beautiful, but it's amazing to have you on, man. And we definitely appreciate you taking your time as well out of a busy schedule. Brad, last but not least, my friend, welcome in. It's been a minute as well.
Yeah, it's been a good couple of weeks at least. Anyway, pre-draft, I think, was the last time we had a good chat, right?
So pre-draft, yeah. Yeah, I think it was. But Benjamin,
we didn't talk afterwards, did we? So
we didn't talk afterwards, and that's my fault. That's my fault. I've been like really busy with work.
Happening in the world. So.
But we're back. We're back, and that's the main thing. That Brad, you obviously mentioned you were on that show. Yeah. Benjamin, I think you were on the draft show as well, with Andrea as well.
Yeah.
Nuggets Italian.
Let's kick it off, lads, and let's I guess go our first one. We'll go Benjamin, and we'll go Evan, and we'll go Brad. But Benjamin, starting with you, obviously thoughts on the off season so far. A very short off season, but I'm presuming that you're happy with the draft and happy with how the Nuggets have operated.
Absolutely, I think it was surprising. I think we did cover quite a lot of the whole Jeremy Grant situation, and had to take a few different turns than they probably expected to take. But I'm excited. I can't stop watching Campazzo highlights. It's like my daily routine now, you know, watching this guy move, watching this guy pass the ball. Two passing wizards on one team, man. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I'll talk about this in a minute, but I seen Campazzo play for Real Madrid there not too long ago. The guy, well, pre-COVID, obviously. I'm either going to write a 7 here, or I'm going to get very close to it very quickly. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, it's great to see what's going to happen, and that whole Monty Moore situation as well. Evan, you've had a busy offseason. You've moved back to the States. What's been your take just generally as you get back into that NBA? And we're very jealous of your time difference now ahead of this game tonight, I guess.
You don't like waking up at 3 a.m.?
I probably not go to bed, to be honest.
It's been an interesting offseason. I think for me, I was just so attached to Jeremy Grant that when he left for Detroit, I was like, it was like someone broke up with me almost. Like, I was heartbroken. And I was very pessimistic about the Nuggets' future for like a week. But now that I've had more time to think about it and to delve into the guys they picked up, JaMychal Green, the guys they've drafted, Campazzo, obviously, I'm feeling a lot better about things. And I think, there's a lot of questions to be answered with rotation. We know the Nuggets are talented, but how far can they go this year? I mean, that we don't know.
Definitely, and it's probably, I think for me anyway, Brad, in especially the last 4 or 5 years, the most unpredictable season for the Nuggets ever, I guess, because, and we'll talk about it in a minute, Brad, but that starting lineup, who's going to start, but it has been, it's been a really crazy one. Mason Plumlee is gone as well, Brad, but your favourite's still there, MPJ. So I'm presuming you're relieved.
Picked up his option as well for next season as well. So
yes, sir.
All happy there for me. So yeah, I'll be interested to see the kind of minutes that Bol Bol might get and how much they'll bring him into the rotation. Because it's, I think, who was it I was listening to the other night? What's her name? Deborah Burke had a good piece the other night, and she says that the potential that Bol Bol's got is huge. I think she actually even said that she thinks he might have more potential than MPJ, which blew my mind. I'm not sure on that one. That's a bit high, but yeah. But yeah, I think MPJ is going to be the interesting one this year, you know, starting. Who knows how that goes? Defense? I don't know. I mean, he can shoot for fun and score for fun, but can he defend? I mean, that's going to be the big question mark over his head this year. So.
Well, we haven't got long to wait. Like, literally, this is going out now, 9 o'clock Saturday night, lads. The game against, well, the first preseason game, we've got three games. We've got the Warriors early Sunday morning. We've got the Trailblazers early Thursday morning. I mean, who thought these times were good? Like, seriously, like, I mean, come on. And we've got the Trailblazers again early Saturday morning, which is not too bad, turning on Christmas. And then straight in Christmas Eve morning, which is good for us because we're all off work. The Nuggets and the Kings, and then we've got the Clippers Boxing Day, and we'll talk about that in a little. Well, Christmas night, I want to say, Evan, for you, I'd say you're happy enough in that sense. Evan, even starting with yourself, you know, we first jumped on this whole broadcast when the season was restarting for the bubble, and, you know, they've, correct me if I'm wrong, they've got less games in preseason now than they had even prior going into the bubble. Maybe they had like 4 or 5, or am I wrong?
I think they had 7 going into the bubble, 7 seeding games, and then, or are you talking about regular season games? They had 7 regular season games. I don't know about the preseason bubble games, but.
Do you think 3 preseason turnaround games is enough, Evan?
I mean, in a normal season, no, but I think a lot of the guys are going to be resting and seeing limited minutes, maybe through the first couple of weeks of the real season games anyways, just to let them catch up on, you know, get rest and all that. But and to be honest, I'm not expecting to see a lot of the starters even in these preseason games. Maybe we'll see 10-15 minutes here and there, but I think it'll be good to see kind of the new guys that come in, the Capazzos, the Jermichael Greens of the world, PJ Dozier, and those guys. But
the MVP as well, Benjamin. 3 games. You know, it's great for us because we get straight into it on, well, Christmas Eve morning our time. But do you think that's enough? And I have to be honest, I agree with Evan there, Benjamin. Like, you know, it's going to be interesting to see those players at the start because you're really going to get that mix, aren't you, around that roster? Mm. I'm presuming you're happy enough to just go in for it straight. I mean, could you really imagine any sport over here, like the Premier League, having a couple of games and going straight into the season?
No, I mean, look, they usually go on tour, don't they, and do quite a lot of preseason training to get themselves back to match sharpness. Look, I don't think it's enough preseason games, but at least everyone's in the same boat. It's not like anyone's going to have an advantage for having the same kind of amount of preseason games. I do think we'll see a mixture of the roster, different lineups that Michael Malone will want to tinker around with. I think we're going to see a lot of the young guys getting a lot of minutes. You know, I agree with Evan. I think maybe if we're going to see Jamal Murray and Jokic, it's not going to be huge stints. He's going to want to keep them fresh. I think that leads on to a kind of, you know, after what they did in the bubble and the amount of minutes they played in the bubble and the intensity of the bubble, they are going to want to kind of say, okay, well, let's balance out the fact that they have to win games, but they also need to rest their stars to make sure that they've got enough in the tank come the postseason. So, yeah, I completely agree. But I'll be watching nonetheless.
Yes, sir. Brad, like, just going on that I think we can all sort of agree, it's not a lot of preseason games, Brad, but if you look at the schedule, the Nuggets have a lot of games in that slate around Christmas and a lot of games in January, haven't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. It's a very compact schedule. I mean, if you compare it to the NFL that we, I know we both watch, I mean, had hardly any preseason games, and the amount of injuries they've had this year is, it's quite scary, and I it's one thing I think you have to worry about is player welfare, and having a sort of very short pre-season, I don't think it's ever that good. I mean, little niggles, you don't stretch properly, you don't get your body used to the minutes. It's never a good thing in my opinion, but, you know, to get a season going is, you know, for as a fan, it's great. You know, I want to see basketball as soon as it comes. You know, don't want to wait. So, yeah, from a selfish point of view, it's great. But for a player's point of view, it's going to be tough getting that body ready for again, especially after the how tough the bubble was. I mean, it was brutal for us, even, you know, getting to the finals, 2-3-1 victories, come back from 3-1, sorry.
Yeah, talking about interesting. Talking about brutal, though, Brad and Benjamin, not leave you out of this, Evan, but, like, I mean, you'd be a very brave man to watch the Nuggets against the Clippers at 3:30 in the morning on the 26th of December. Very brave man.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm kind of planning on how I'm going to go about doing this. Do I have a few drinks on Christmas, then kind of sleep it out and wake up? Do I have a few drinks later on Christmas and then just carry it on and try and... Look, it's been so long since regular season basketball. I can't remember, like, the best way in which I go about doing stuff. There are some games where I won't stay up, depending on work and all that sort of stuff, but I don't know. Christmas, Boxing Day, 3:30 a.m. I'm definitely going to do it. It's just about how that process goes.
Just,
you know, how
through. I think it's just
The I guess the you sort of have, while I Google if this game's on Sky Sports and stuff, I guess you have the Clippers out for revenge. Now, one guy that's sitting tight, sitting happy there is Evan. Evan, this is going to be a new season for you, almost like a back into the game, because you're not going to be sitting crying at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, literally going happy days, sitting down Christmas night, easy, haven't been to bed yet. It's definitely going to be something I'm presuming that you'll definitely cherish it a lot more this time. Or...
Yeah, but I mean, there's something special about, like, being one of the few who, like, does wake up that early or whatever, being that committed. I felt closer to you guys knowing we're all staying up at 2 a.m. or whatever, trying to figure out, knowing the next day is going to be a long work day. So I think I'm going to miss that aspect of it, to be honest.
It's definitely interesting. And, of course, it would be rude of me to not say this. Sky Sports haven't really revealed their schedule yet, which is just beautiful, and I really appreciate that. Well, they haven't officially done it, but you would presume the Christmas games will be on. They always are on. Like, every one of those big games will be on as well. Hopefully we'll get a few Nuggets games, maybe even that first game as well. You won't see the preseason game, but I guess for these two guys here, the BBL is now on Sky Sports, the British Basketball League, so I'm going to try and get into that, guys. But, I mean, Benjamin, have you got an interest in that, or are you?
Yeah, I've been to a few BBL games. I went to the playoff final a couple of seasons ago, which was really, it's a great standard of basketball. I mean, obviously, it's not quite to the standard of the NBA or even the college basketball, but it is a good standard of basketball. It's good players. And then it was a great atmosphere, which is the thing that I enjoyed the most about it. The atmosphere, I think it was at the O2. And it was a really enjoyable night, actually. And a lot of beers, a lot of some people who were into basketball quite heavily, some people who weren't, but everyone seemed to enjoy it. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I will try and get into a bit more BBL and start learning about it a little bit more.
It's a bit different for me, Brad, because, like, the only thing I have to say over here in Northern Ireland, anyway, we had John Stockton in the late 90s come to our basketball camp when he was on holiday. We don't even have teams here now, so it's like, you know, I'm not really of the build. I'm like 5 foot, so I can't even. Brad, I'm presuming you're obviously ready to play basketball. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, I'm all of 5'9", so I'm quite primed for being a key basketball player. Yeah, no.
Watch out, BBL.
Watch the BBL. I have to give it a go. I've never
I think, but that's the thing as well, because a lot of us, like, I haven't watched it, so it'll be interesting to see. And it's on for free as well if you have Sky. We don't have Sky Sports. Back to the Nuggets talk, though. Evan, we'll start with you, man. There's one thing we sort of talked about outside of this chat live, but I really enjoyed the draft coverage, not just on the Denver Stiffs, but also on DMVR as well. Just to get back into the talk again, it was great. Well, I said great crack here, great fun. But taking it all back from that and going into the season, you know, who is the starting five for this team? You know, who plays? And I know, Evan, you've touched on this saying at the start, it's going to be difficult to have the starters really playing. But when it's all said and done, if we're sitting in mid to the end of January and we're getting to that business end, who do you think will play in this team, or do you think that's still very much up for grabs?
Obviously, Murray and Jokic are locked in. That's clear as day. I think shooting guard, it's going to be Gary Harris to start. Seems pretty normal. The big question is around the small forward spot, where do you go with Will Barton, who Malone has traditionally started the last few seasons, assuming he's still healthy? Or do you just throw MPJ in there, which really pushes the ceiling of that unit? You really want to see if him and Jokic and Murray can gel as sort of a big three. My bet would be MPJ. I think the message has been made clear to Malone, like, you have to play him. There's no Torrey Craig to be a crutch anymore. It's MPJ or bust at this point. And if Will Barton has an issue with that, which he's a great guy, and some of the comments he made last week, I think, were misconstrued a bit, but, you know, so be it, because MPJ has a higher ceiling than Will Barton does, and he raises his team to a legitimate contender. So my money's on MPJ starting, and then at the four, I think Millsap will take that role at first, just for familiarity reasons. I don't know how long he'll stay there. My guess would be at some point of the season, either JaMychal Green or even if Malone gets really crazy and pushes MPJ to the four and starts Barton to the three. Like, I don't think Millsap will be the starting four at the end of the year, but he'll start there in December.
Let's see what happens. I like the analysis, man. Benjamin, we were sort of, I don't know if it was you, but we definitely had a chat. I was sort of surprised. Were you surprised when Millsap signed? I think he signed a 1-year deal, didn't he? I mean, I'm presuming that you were happy with that there, but do you agree with Evan, or is there somebody else stands out for you? Do you think maybe Campazzo can have maybe a better run? Or?
Yeah, look, I was really happy when Millsap signed. I think we were desperate for it, especially with Biggs. You know, we the whole plan going into that offseason was obviously sign Jeremy Grant and then work around that. When that didn't happen, I think the fans especially went into a bit of panic mode, and to see that Paul Millsap had chosen, when apparently half the league were interested in him, to see that he decided to come back was great, you know, because we needed him at that, you know, especially during that, you know, we need him. Whether or not he's going to remain out the season and be used as a part of a trade down the line was another question that was asked. I'm not sure if that will happen, but I do agree with Evan. I think it's going to be obviously Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic at the one and the five. At the two, I agree. I think Gary Harris, for defensive purposes, for the fact that he's been a stalwart in that team for so long. He is the longest tenured nugget. I think he and Will Barton are. I think at the three, I agree. I think MPJ has to start, and I think he will start. I think Evan brought up a really good point about those Will Barton comments being misconstrued, because I think there's another thing that I realized that I don't know if anyone remembers, but back during the bubble when MPJ had one of those games where he really stood out, Will Barton actually tweeted, and I just pulled up the tweet here. It says, MPJ is special, ready right now, 6'10 small forward with a ratchet and a handle. Stop playing with him. Can't be on a leash with that type of ability. It's time. Got to let him be him. Saying shorty different, right? So these are comments that he made. So obviously he knows that this is kind of, he's currently playing as our starting small forward, when healthy, obviously. But he understands the fact that MPJ, like Evan says, has a higher ceiling than Will Barton does and will help the team propel to a much higher level. So I do think that although, and the thing is what else is crazy is Will Barton at one point, I think 3 or 4 seasons ago, was actually in contention for being sixth man of the year. Because he is really, really good in that role as a sixth man. So hopefully it won't be an ego thing. Hopefully he can set his whatever issues he has aside and do it for the betterment of the team and play in that sixth man role. And that's essentially what I want to see. And whether it's Millsap or JaMychal Green at the four, I'm not 100%. I think it will start with Millsap and it will probably chop and change throughout the season, depending. Obviously, Millsap's getting to an age now where he has to be, you know, player welfare has to be considered with him as well. He won't be able to have as big a load with minutes as he previously has been. I think we're going to see PJ Dozier as well, whether or not he plays in that backup three spot, backup two spot, I'm not sure. But obviously, you know, we're going to need someone like him who's going to be able to guard bigger, more slashing kind of wings as well. It's going to be an interesting one, man. Like the rotation, who plays, who doesn't, is such a big question that I don't think can be answered right now. We just have to wait and see, because whatever kinks there might be, they will be ironed out. So
I think that's the thing that I definitely trust in Michael Malone. He will find the right remedy, I think, both short-term and long-term going into March. And please God, April, May, and a playoff run. Whether that's in the bubble or not, we'll see what happens. I mean, I could sit here and talk about this, but Monty Morris, I'd love to see what's going to happen to him this season. Ball, I mean, well, Brad, for example, if you had to pick between starting Ball, or, I mean, I personally think the MPJ is going to have his big season, Brad. I know you're going to be a very happy man with that, but is there any, I know these guys have really gave their names, but is there anybody else that stands out for you, or is there anything else that you want to add there, man?
Actually, before we start this, I wrote a different five, if I'm honest.
Go for it.
I'm very out of the ordinary. I've actually got Monty Morris starting number one, straight off. Jamal Murray at the two to start off. MPJ at three. Paul Millsap at four, and obviously Jokic at five. That's how I'm starting off the season.
Interesting.
I could see that, and that'd be a good lineup, actually. I
think that's fitting Monty in, because I personally want to see him get more minutes and start. I think, especially in the bubble and especially in the playoff games, he was exceptional. So I think,
yeah.
And with the extension, I think he kind of, Malone's put a bit of faith in him. And I think that's the way they could work it to thing. And I think, as I think Ben and Evan have both touched on it, and I think PJ Dozier is going to sit in the three spot. I don't think he's going to touch one or two. I think he's going to be three for sure.
Well, before we look at expectations, I just really want to get it out there publicly. I'm really going to miss Mason Plumlee, lads. Really going to miss him. I was lucky to see him play a few times. Just really going to miss him, sir. And obviously wish him all the very best in his future endeavours. He's in Detroit now, guys. Yeah. Am I wrong? Detroit. Yeah. Detroit. First of all, I don't know if these guys, I'm presuming you've all seen it, but Detroit basically copied the jersey, and now they're going after Plum Dog as well, but we will save that for a different show. Lads, in all seriousness, so we tried this on the Broncos show in April after the draft, and it didn't go well, so I'm going to just say one thing. What's your genuine expectations ahead of this season? I mean, are you, I'll start with you, Benjamin, are you expecting the same sort of run, you know, getting to the Western Conference Finals, or do you think maybe with guys like Jeremy Grant leaving, do you think maybe that takes it back a little notch, or, you know, what's your thoughts on the season, man?
Yeah, I think obviously the Grant thing did sting at first, but taking a step back and looking at it now, having calmed down from the situation, it's not as bad as we think it is, or we thought it was originally. I think I've got to a point now where over the past 4 years I've enjoyed taking a step in the right direction and getting better and better and getting further and further over the past 4 years. I don't want that to stop. I don't think it's going to stop. I believe that we're going to make the finals this year. I'm putting it out there right now. I think we're going to make the finals this year. I think we're going to do it. We went to just missing out on the playoffs when Russell Westbrook destroyed us with that last second three to knock us out of contention. Then we went to the game 82 against Minnesota, where we were just on the cusp of that 7-8 seed. And then we got to the playoffs. We got through the first round. We won our first playoff series in however many years. Then got to the conference finals. Another step. We take another step. We get to the finals.
I love it. Evan, your face when he said finals there was, I've definitely missed that.
I'm a little more skeptical of that. But I will say, losing Grant hurts more in the playoffs than it does in the regular season. So I think we'll still be a top three team for sure, seeding wise in the West. But I think we're back to the point kind of where, where our seeding will kind of determine how far we go in terms of lining up to get the right matchups. Whereas if we had Grant still, I would feel pretty comfortable playing against anyone. But that said, the talent on this team is there to get this, to get to the finals. It'll just be a lot harder. And it really depends on MPJ taking that leap on both ends of the floor. If he does move up like that, like we're expecting him to, sure, I think they can do it. It's not going to be easy. They're not going to be able to come. I mean, they can't go down 3-1 twice again. Like, that's not going to happen. But I think, you know, I would be shocked if they didn't at least get to the Western Conference Finals.
Rod, do you agree, man?
Clean sweep, Western Conference Finals for sure.
So we've got the finals, Western Conference Finals. Western Conference. Do you know what? Just for the basis, I was going to say Western Conference Finals, but just to keep it mix and match, well, me and Benjamin, I'll say finals. And I'll say no more in that sense. Evan, I meant to ask you a question about 5 minutes ago. I completely forgot, man. Obviously, as a guy in Colorado, you can't go to, I was going to say the Pepsi Center, but I mean, the Ball Arena, I don't think it has the same ring to it in that sense. I mean, obviously, coming back over from the UK, back over in Colorado, are you gutted that you can't go to a game? Or would you be the sort of guy, if it opens up again, you'd be the first one there? Or are you happy to wait? Or
no, I'm not in any rush. I don't think it's worth risking anything. I mean, if the vaccine comes out, sure, but I'm okay watching on TV.
Yes, sir. I just hope we can watch it on TV, lads, yeah? We will update people if we can watch it here legally. Yeah, well, we've got NBA League Pass, lads. Just before we go, I want to keep you all updated. So a few of us now have got we've got obviously our sponsors, NBA 2K. So a couple of us have got it. I have started playing with the Nuggets. Just skipped college, everyone's went straight to the Nuggets, and we are currently 2-14, and that is the only reason why I haven't put any footage up yet. So I'll get back to you all on that there, but 2-14, hopefully we're going to make it in that sense. But here, lads, I have to say, massive pleasure chatting. It's been great. It's almost like we're sitting against the Clippers here again. It's definitely great fun. But Benjamin, Evan, Brad, appreciate you guys, and I hope you enjoy this first later preseason, and hopefully we can do this. We'll do the show itself regardless of guests once a week, guys, and thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Good to be back. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks, guys.